Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Let's head north. Let's head to the Northwoods. What a beautiful time of year to get that sweater on and cuddle up in the Northwoods. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce in the beautiful Northwoods. Hey, thank you so much for being with us, Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Rhinelander, as we head deeper into the year, is such a beautiful place to be. Holiday season kickoffs and events are things people should get on their calendar. Let's start by asking and talking about the holiday craft markets in the area.
Absolutely. It really is something to see in northern Wisconsin. There's so many artisans that want to display what they do and sell what they do. We have on November 22nd, we've got the show and sell craft market at the junior high, which is absolutely huge. We take over the whole school. It's opening day of deer hunting season. Mm-hmm. And so all the people who aren't hunting typically come out and enjoy the day. And we've also got annual holiday artisan market at Art Start, and that's typically November 14th, and it's a Friday and Saturday, and that really showcases a lot of crafters and artisans mm-hmm. in the area, a lot of live music and things like that.
Tell us about the Downtown Holiday Open House.
So the Downtown Holiday Open House is an amazing weekend. It is November 21st through the 23rd. There's sales, there's specials, different businesses and retail establishments have refreshments. Businesses compete for best holiday storefront. So it really is something to see. It's kind of, you know, all the storefronts downtown are just set and ready to go, and they want to show what they have. And it's really an amazing weekend for locals.
That sounds really fun, and Rhinelander is a great downtown. It's almost like stepping onto the set of a Hallmark movie.
It really is. The lights and the way that this town really comes together around the holiday seasons this time of year is really phenomenal. There's string lights downtown, and there's Christmas lights all over, of course. Here in the Northwoods, we actually have some of the largest Christmas lights displays. Lights of the Northwoods is a nonprofit organization, and they really take over Hodag Park. Or they have a million lights, I should say, between strings and displays throughout the end of November into December. They've got activities on the weekends with Santa and fire pits and things like that. And of course, they have, and you don't find this all the time, but we have fireworks on New Year's Day night. Yeah, so it really is, you know, a lot of fun nighttime activities to see the Pioneer Park Historical Complex. They have a train, an actual retired train on display, and it is completely covered with lights, so it's incredible to see. There's also a tree lighting at Stevensport Square, and that'll take place on November 29th, right after Thanksgiving, and there's hot chocolate and cookies, and Santa will be there, and that's a completely free event, and just so much fun for visitors and locals.
Hey, let's take it inside. What's going on with the local art galleries?
There's a lot there to see also toward the end of November into January. There's a couple of different shows at an organization in town called Art Start, where they have a couple different galleries. They have two different shows during that time. One is called With Age Comes Lines, and there's an artist that really showcases the changing environment, which is fun. During that time, there's another display at that same location called Nature Photographs, which is always great. We have a technical college in town called Nicolay College, and they have an art gallery. The end of October into November, they have what's called the Master of Fine Arts Show. He's a painter, and he's got mixed media art and explores connections between urban disorder and collage and different things like that. So there's a lot of different things to see if you are an arts fan.
Restaurants, breweries, cozy cafes, you guys have that covered too, don't you?
Absolutely. So we have amazing restaurants here. Brown Street 151 or the Rhinelander Cafe and Pub are a couple of options downtown, which really give an upscale feel, but, you know, it's got a lot of history with the buildings as well. And then, of course, we have our supper clubs. One of my favorites is the Fireside right on Town Lion Lake. So you have a great view of the lake, and you can get the sunset there. And then they have just amazing food and great old fashions and, of course, the Friday fish fries.
Everybody likes a Friday fish fry. Give us a couple nice lodging options if people want to make a weekend out of it.
Sure. So we have numerous cabins and resorts. Merrydale Resort is some great options. There's large and small cabins, kind of depending on whatever you like. Oak and Bucket Resort is a great option. Holiday Acres Resort is also very versatile because they have hotel rooms, they have cabins, they also have a Three Coins restaurant, which has a very log cabin-y feel about it, and just the nostalgia of it is wonderful.
There's a lot of great stuff. For more information, to check it all out, including lodging, dining, all of that stuff, what's the website people should look at?
Sure. It's RhinelanderChamber.com.
Rachel Balin is with the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah. You got it. You have a great day, too. We'll be right back.